this is Connie Smith with OSU Extension in Fairfield County. Welcome to the 88.9 WLRY Farm Page. Special guest today, Mr. Kim Root, 4-H advisor here in Fairfield County with the Tractor Maintenance and Small Engines 4-H Club. Welcome to the Farm Page, Kim.
Glad to be here.
Tell me a little bit about this Tractor Maintenance Small Engines 4-H Club. How did it get started, Kim?
I believe it's been over 50 years that they started. The main reason was for tractor safety.
Okay.
Back in the 50s, 60s, tractor maintenance, tractor safety got it started. They added small engines 25 years ago or more.
Okay.
We have three different tractor maintenance programs in the club. We have three small engines groups in the club.
Mm-hmm.
There's four advisors for the club right now.
Okay.
We meet in the winter time, just the opposite of most 4-H clubs. Makes it easier for people to attend, and we don't interfere. We start in January, done in March.
Okay.
We emphasize small engines and small engine safety and small engine parts and small engine functions. And the beginning group is Small Engines 1.
Okay.
And they do what I just said. So that's where it got started, is tractor maintenance.
Okay. Okay. So, Kim, tell me, how long have you been involved with this program?
I've been an advisor for 27 years. I've been doing tractor safety small engines for about 23, 25 years.
Okay. Yeah. What made you want
to... We have leaders, we have advisors that have been doing this for 40 and 50 years.
Oh, my. So what was
the... newer ones. Been there for 5 or 10.
So what was the pull for you, Kim? What made you want to get involved with this club?
After I had started for a couple of years, my son, my oldest son, was mechanically inclined, and he, Andrew, mm-hmm. went to this club for 4 years for small engines. The last year, he helped teach small engines, and that was one of the reasons why I started helping.
Yeah, yeah. And now you've got a grandson in the club, right?
Yes.
Well, yep. That's really cool. You know what? That is really, really cool. So tell us again, you guys meet in January and you're done in March. We're going to play this coming Saturday, the 16th of January, but you will still take new members. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, until the first day of February, the first three meetings.
Okay.
The first live meeting is next Monday. Our meetings are on Mondays at 7 o'clock.
Okay, and where do you meet? Is it a variety of places in the community?
Yes, in the past 35, 40 years, yes. This year, with our problem with the COVID-19, we're meeting the first five or six meetings for certain at the fairgrounds in the Ed Sands building.
Okay.
In the Ricketts Hall.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. And tell me this, Kim, what makes you want to be a 4-H advisor?
I enjoy helping youth. I have been doing this long enough. I've seen the people go from 4-H members from beginning to high school age and college, and their ability to speak, handle themselves, participate. When they get in the high school, you can see the growth from mm-hmm. when they started till they're done with 4-H, and they go on and do other things. And then I have seen them come back and have children, and their children in 4-H get to grow and not only mechanical or livestock or sewing, cooking, but they gain experience in speaking and public relations and mm-hmm. dealing with other people, responsibility, all the main keys that 4-H and FFA and other clubs,
right,
you know,
right,
try to increase.
Yeah. That's and you know what, you summed that up very well. It's just so much personal growth that you get to see with these, you know, youth development programs with kids. Now, Kim, help me out. If a child or a parent is listening and they want to get involved in tractor maintenance, what's the best thing to do? Show up on Monday night at the Ed Sands building at the fairgrounds at 7 p.m.?
Yes.
Okay.
Or they can call the extension office if they have questions, or they can call my phone number if they have questions about small engines.
Okay.
We do emphasize skills all the way through, skills in clearing the tractor maintenance. We also emphasize a vocation, a skill. You need to have a skill.
Right.
You don't necessarily need to go to college. Many times, if people are, you know, money driven, and people, you know, and they have to like what they want to do.
Right.
But sometimes if you get a skill and you get a profession outside of college, some kind of a skill from a technical school or a 4-year skill, they make far more money than college graduates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. That's interesting you say that, because one of our interviews on the farm page is Foltz Ag Equipment, you know, there on the east side of Lancaster, and that's, he says the same thing. He says, we you know, finding people to work. His son, you know, went and got some technical skills and has the ability. And it's a business, you know. It's a thriving business for them. So, Kim Rood, advisor with the Tractor Maintenance Club, thank you for all you do for 4-H. And more importantly, thank you for giving us your time today on the 88.9 WLRY Farm Page.